Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I'm Lip Lister, coast to coast and from around the world. I'm here today on See You See Me with Joe Satriani and the Joe Satriani Band. This fabulous broadcast
We love you, Lip.
By our friends at MediaCast and ISP Networks. And let's start things rolling right away with a band intro. Who are you?
I am Stu Hamm. I play bass guitar.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Jeff Campitelli.
You're Jeff.
Yes.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. Very good, Lip.
That's nice. Thank you very much. And you, my friend?
I'm Stu Hamm. I'm an Aquarius.
An Aquarius? That's very nice. We have a tank for you in the back.
Thank you very much.
And you.
There you go.
This man is asleep. That's quite all right.
I will be speaking for Jonathan Mover.
That's Jonathan Mover.
He is the drummer in Einstein.
I see.
And he's been kidnapped to play with the Joe Satriani Trio.
And plug. Are Mr. Satriani himself.
I am Mr.
Correct?
Curly.
Is that
his Curly
name?
Satriani.
Curly Joe Satriani.
Curly Joe.
Inventor of the dish, Veal Satriani.
Maybe you should try this the next time you go to speak.
It's
quite early here.
Well, it's great to have you guys here.
It is
you
really great.
You can't see
ourselves.
Well, here we are in high-tech hell, and we've lost our photos on the set.
Who cares?
I don't think anybody can see it.
It matters not.
Joe.
Yes.
You seem to have a new hairdo.
That's right, I do.
That's what the
hair is. It's quite the opposite.
Yeah, I guess so. It's very interesting.
It's a trend I started, you know that, don't you?
Yes, I understand that. At the beginning of this new tour, you were the first one to shave your head?
Yeah, well, not shave my head, but I was the first one to cut my hair. Now I'm the long hair again.
Actually, you weren't the first one. Jeff was the first one.
That's right. Yeah, but he, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
And this
Thank you.
That's Jeff Campitelli.
That's right.
Oh.
Well, I'd like to get some comments from you guys about all this internet stuff and these people.
That's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. What I didn't know was that people had to do it naked. They had to take their clothes off in order to operate all the complex machinery.
You should see these guys. It's
guys
amazing.
Here right now.
Which
wow.
is it's rather disconcerting, but we, you know, this is a clean show we're running here. I know.
Everybody's
age. I'm so much less nervous.
Lip, help me.
Picturing them without their
help
clothing
me.
On. Yes, there they are.
They
don't
are.
Really work. You guys really should do it.
I got a feeling that right now out there at work and at school, people all around the world are tuning into this broadcast rather than doing what they're supposed to be doing.
That's good.
Yes.
Yes.
We like
drop
that.
What you're doing and tune in. Do the M-Bone thing.
M-Bone.
Yes, we have people on M-Bone also.
We
We're
do.
Really rolling.
What does the
this.
M stand for?
Money.
Money bone. Multicast.
So, Joe,
yes.
Your own website.
Yes.
That's out there. How do you like it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I love my website. I don't go anywhere without it.
Really?
I have a little chip, and that's actually why I shaved my head, so I could get the web chip right behind the ear there. And I check it out all the time. I wouldn't know what to do without checking my website.
There
it is. You just said that.
I said that.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah.
That's
well, I've got a lot of cool things. I've got them written down right here,
right.
Just so I don't forget
okay,
what's
such
on
as.
There. Such as the Guitar Gallery,
yeah, that's
which is great. Which is, especially when I wake up in the morning, I don't know what guitar I'm going to play. I check out the gallery and I go, that looks pretty good. I think I'll wear the blue shirt and I'll play the blue Donnie. And then I dial up Mike, you know, and I send him an email thing. I tell him,
Mike?
Download Mike Manning. You know Mike Manning? He's got an entire thing here. It says here. Where is it here? In the credits here.
The new Joe Satriani album.
Yes, it says here. I can't find it. It's printing too small.
Well, what does that say? We'll put it out on the website.
It'll be on the website.
There.
But Mike Manning, of course, sits there at his website, and he just, you know, downloads the guitar that I want. It's not a real guitar. It's a virtual guitar that I play, you see.
The name of the guitar is Valerie.
Virtual Valerie.
Virtual Valerie?
Yes. Guitar.
If anybody wants to play Joe's guitar, they should get Virtual Valerie.
But is Jonathan's voice coming through on
Thank
the
God it's not. Thank God it isn't.
Okay.
Not really. You can play Joe from behind.
maybe we could do just this a little bit.
Do we have to?
Well, if we have to have his comments, we might as well hear.
I'm busy modeming. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Joe, out there on the net, I've noticed a couple of other websites in your honor that people have done. Have you seen any of them?
Very cool. Very cool. Mr. Longhorn, of course. Andrew Longhorn. He's got a really cool one going there. We check that all the time. He was nice enough to give me some bootlegs, too, when I was down in Australia recently. Andrew, if you're there, how you doing? Thanks for the bootleg. I collect my own bootlegs.
You do?
Yes, I do.
That's great. Do are they all in leather? Or?
I have one right here.
Very nice. There we go. You guys did a European tour back in November and December.
Stu was there. What was it like, Stu?
It's
awesome. Okay, that's it.
Thank you, Stu.
Never... throwing him another question ever again.
Thank you. And Jeff was there also.
Jeff was there as well.
I was there.
Now,
yeah.
I
how was it?
It was doubly awesome, I think.
No, actually, no. We went to some territories that we'd never been before, like Barcelona and Madrid. Yeah. And
jump in.
Audiences were great. It was wonderful. Great.
Jeff, I understand that while you were in Europe, you went on search for a specific kind of beer. Is that true?
Well, that's right. We all had our beverages of choice. Jonathan's, of course, was Yop. He was the Yop King.
Yes, I'm a Yop man.
Yop man. And Stu, what was your beverage of choice?
Well, whatever the local specialty would be.
That would be. And yes, mine was a Jinlan beer, Belgian beer, I believe.
What was her name?
Jinlan.
Oh,
okay. Sounds very exciting.
Yes, it was. I can't find it over here, so if anybody distributes beer in the U.S., please send that to me.
We have it in New York.
Do you have it in New York?
Yes, we have it.
Can you bring
York.
Me some?
Yes, at Jack the Ripper Pub down on 7th.
Well, no, I'll jump in and
thank you.
I'll jump in and say that this band is going for the first time down to South America, where I've been before. We're going to Buenos Aires and also some gigs in Brazil. No, I'm telling you guys, and the best beer I've had in my life is a Bolivian beer called Paseña down there.
Yeah.
I look forward to having a few Paseñas down there.
This band likes beer, if you can't tell.
No. Those would be Caipirinhas.
And when will you be going down there?
Tell them, Stu. Tell them. It's right here.
It looks like in May.
May.
We'll 3 days in Buenos Aires from the 17th to the 19th.
At the Grand Rex.
21st, Rio de Janeiro.
At the Metropolitan.
22nd, 23rd in Sao Paulo.
The Olympia.
The 24th in Rio.
Iroranta.
And the 26th in Good Horizon.
At the Ignacio de Ignacio.
Del Horizonte.
Easy for you to say.
We're playing at Gigi's.
This is all very exciting. You were also just down in Australia, is that true? And
great
New Zealand?
Place.
Good on you.
Yes.
We did a show in New Zealand at the Mountain Rock Festival, and
we got rained on.
And the sheep in New Zealand is everything you'd imagine them to be.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Still suffering from desert storm.
I preferred it when he was asleep earlier.
Desert smarm, isn't it?
Desert smarm.
No, but it was just pouring rain on us when we played.
We got very wet on stage.
They pelted us with rocks and garbage.
Yeah.
Not really.
We ate all of it.
Yeah.
No, it was a great show. It was great to be there.
Yeah.
And we'd like to say hi to our wonderful Sony representatives down there who showed us a good time.
Yeah. And then all the people at Fender Australia, Greg and Margaret and David.
Very nice. Boy, you guys cover all your bases.
Thank you.
I have a list in my pocket.
I like to thank all the little people, Prince, Billy Barty.
Excuse me. Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Is that a good one?
We've got some questions here that have come in to our site, and this one's from Robert Kelly. He says,
Robert Kelly.
Bob,
how you been?
Bob.
Nice to see you.
Says, do you have any plans to do a joint venture with Steve Vai in the near future?
Yes.
Well,
No. Yes, actually, Steve sent me a dat the other day. That sounded pretty cool, and we may actually sort of get Eric Johnson involved on it as well. But it really has to go through the committee here.
We're deciding
Jonathan,
on that right
Stu
now.
Stu and Jeff. Everything that Steve records goes through that committee. And so
it
usually takes months. I mean, has it been submitted? Did Steve submit the...
Yes, it was submitted.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Was it painful?
Airtime again.
Well, very interesting.
That's a
okay,
good idea.
Moving right along here. Thanks. We have a question here from Mikael S. Jensen, and his question is, how can I join your band?
Money.
Money.
That's all it takes.
Money. It takes lots of money. Send it to the John Faber Foundation.
John Faber from ISP Networks.
Thank you.
Here in San Francisco.
You believe
all
in
right.
the trickle-down theory.
I got another question here from Meka. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
And the guys.
Oh, that's us.
Howdy.
Hope you have fun on the tour. I'd like to know if you plan to come here, down under. Fans are waiting for you.
We are doing this Pacific Rim tour when we come back
Pacific
from...
Rim.
Did I, what did I call it? A Pacific Rim?
Which Pacific Rim would that be?
I didn't say where, and I'm not obligated to specify.
There's a rim somewhere specific.
But I've heard it may be a Pacific Rim tour. And we're probably going to get down there in June or something like that. Late May or early June.
We'll be back.
We will be back. What, last time down there? Well, we went to Sydney and Australia.
We went to Sydney and Melbourne.
Where was he?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Where were you? Weren't
you
there?
Well, maybe
he
was
just
in
there.
Perth or something, you know?
Oh, he could have been in Perth. Yeah, wait, I don't know. Well, I keep throwing these things and they disappear, so I don't know. All right, here we go. We have another one. This one's from Vincent.
Yeah, it's Pacific Rim tour.
And the question is, how do you achieve creating such songs and sounds for each album?
Wow, that's a lot of sibilance in one question.
Yeah. I think it's the green curry.
I reach deep down inside, and I pull it out. And that's basically what it is. I have no idea. I don't know. Stu Ham knows all about me. He can answer these questions.
Stu, would you like to answer one of those questions?
I would love to answer any question that you would like to throw my way.
I just gave it to you.
I can't answer that question.
Thank you very much. Okay, fine. In a moment, I think what we're going to do is actually take some live questions from you fans out there, or you netheads, or whatever you like to be referred as.
Hey,
and
can I get a bite of that burrito?
That looks really good. I'm kind of hungry over here.
Yes, anybody who would like to send burritos to the boys here while they're on, it'd be appreciated.
You know what we really need?
What's that?
We need new nicknames for everybody in the band.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, we do. We wore them out here, I think.
Now, we started out, Curly. I've got Curly. Okay, that's really cool. But how about some really good nicknames out there? People who
send them in. Send your ideas.
Yeah.
Nicknames for the band.
Jonathan's looking at this thing right here, so people can just...
Just type
in
whatever you need.
Well, folks, if you've got any ideas for nicknames for Jonathan, Stu, and Jeff, we'd appreciate it.
And Joe, too.
Yeah.
Joe needs a...
I'd also like to personally say hi to my dad, who's in Norwich, Vermont, watching in. He's snowbound. He's been trying to get down to New York for the last 4 weekends, and talked to him yesterday, and he said that Bragg Hill Road is closed. He can't even get down to Dan and Witt's.
Wow. So he got, cans of spam, in...
Live from the chopper.
I don't know, but it's okay. But anyway, hi, Dad. Hope the supplies are lasting.
It's amazing what you can do with spam, actually.
Well, they've got cats and dogs, so if things get desperate, I don't know.
Whoa.
Okay.
I love Vermont.
We've got one here from Carly Love.
Carly.
How did you end up doing...
Joe? Yes.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hi. This is from Carly Joe. How did you end up doing shows with Chris Duarte, and have you ever played with him in the past?
I have never played with Chris Duarte before. I am very familiar with how he plays and his material, but it turns out that we have a mutual friend down there in Texas, and we were looking for someone really cool to put on the show down there, and our friend Joe hooked us up with him.
Mm-hmm. Way cool, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome.
An up-and-comer.
Jonathan, just
play some great blues.
Back to sleep, thank
great
you.
Great blues player.
Okay. Another question.
You also
from
need the nickname, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, who?
Well, Chris. I mean, he's going to need one as well. Everybody on tour gets an offensive nickname.
It's Chris Throw a Duarte, isn't it?
A politically incorrect nickname.
We've got one more question here from Carly Love again.
Okay.
Will you be doing any clinics or shows in upstate New York?
Well, I do not do clinics. I never do clinics.
Oh, you went to that.
Well, I go to clinics, but I never...
Only the Mayo Free Clinic.
All right, we're going to...
So many clinics, but Stu does clinics.
Yes, he does.
Yes, I do.
Jonathan does clinics.
Yes, he does.
Doing any more clinics?
Yes, I'm doing clinics.
Okay, good. Stu, will you do some clinics? You got some clinics?
I think I might be... I don't think I'm doing any in the States, but I'll probably be doing some when we go down to South America.
Okay.
And going back to do some more.
I know you're under a lot of stress, but just calm down.
And Jeff, we take a Jeff. How are your test results?
Thank you.
I think you have them right here.
Oh, are these the test results? Oh, Matt Penick.
How old are you?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, actually, we like this from Matt Penick. Joe?
Yes.
How old are you?
73. Thank you very much.
You're looking wonderful. That's terrific. We're going to take one more question here from these pages that we have here, and then we're going to move on to the actual net itself. And the question from Adrian D is, how do you compose?
Well, start out with a strong cup of coffee, and then I call up Stu. I ask him if he's got any ideas. Call up Jonathan and give him some of Stu's ideas. He usually says, that's a really lousy idea. I wouldn't listen to anything he says. I compile all that information together. I go over to Jeff's house. We work it out. We enter it into the computer. We have a random composing program. Yes, he does.
It's not
and
a planet anymore.
No, you know, I just whatever comes.
Pluto's not
whatever
a planet anymore.
There you have it. Whatever comes.
They changed the name of it?
It's a chunk of ice.
Now, how long have you been doing this show? Because, I mean...
We've been on for about 20 minutes right now.
Since the early 50s.
Let's what do we got here? We got anything here? There's nothing there?
No nicknames.
Oh,
come on. Give us some nicknames, people.
Do we have any questions there?
No.
No questions? We have nothing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure, okay.
Oh, hold on a minute. Hold on. Here we go.
These are the media cast guys.
Now, all right, check it out. Guys, here comes your question.
Okay, here comes a question.
Okay, there's, we'll do this one. From Joe Palm, do you get smoke blown in your face all the time, or is it just the San Francisco thing?
You know, everywhere you go, people are always lighting up right in front of me, so it makes for a good show, I guess.
Great. Okay. Do we have another one?
From someone in Seattle, do you plan on doing a show in Seattle anytime soon?
Do we? Let's
do we
take
have
a look. I think we did that short run right after Christmas. We will probably come back in August when we do our guitar festival, Noodle Fest, whatever. We need a name for that,
yeah,
too.
We need a name for
that.
Yes.
The guitar festival where it's going to be myself and Eric Johnson and Steve Vai and a host of other really crazy guitar players. And we're starting probably the end of the first week in August and going right through to Labor Day weekend. And we would definitely be doing some sheds up there in the Northwest. But, yeah, Noodle Fest. We can't call it Noodle Fest, so we do need a name for that as well. What should we call it? Please let us know. Okay.
Name guitar players who play with Stu.
That's right. That's pretty good, Stu. Pretty good. And he's right up there at the top right now. There is a cash prize. John Faber will come to your house with a new Lincoln Continental.
Another one from Rusty. Joe, why won't you play Crushing Day Live? We'd love to hear it.
We'll give the real answer.
Come on, no more messing around.
It's the one song that nobody in the band likes to play, including me. And I don't know really why. It's just a painful song to play live. I don't know, what is it? Just you get halfway through the song and you start thinking about what comes next on the set list for some reason. It sounds great on the album, but for some reason, it's one of those songs that once you do it, you don't want to do it again. I don't know what it is. Yeah, so I think the last time we played it was in Sacramento.
Yeah.
In 88, yeah. And we did it as an encore, yeah. That's right, yeah.
When the guy in the van wiped out the truck in the van.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, man.
There you go.
And
Bill Graham was there that night.
That's true. And he probably said, Joe, don't do that song again. We did it whatever he told us, so.
That's right.
We got a question here from Scott O'Donnell, and it's when does Stu plan on coming out with a new CD, and will you, Joe, be playing on any tracks? Thanks.
Well, we're working pretty heavily this year, so when I get time off, I'd like to start work on the next record. I'm going to go in a little quieter direction, I think, more classical thing. And since I asked Joe to play my last two albums, and he said no, I don't think I'm going to ask him to play on my next one.
Thank you, Stu.
This is the first time I've heard of this, and I'm shocked. I'm really shocked.
Getting a bit heavy up here. Okay, I think you should lighten up.
Yeah, I'd call Joe's management if
it's
I were.
It's a good thing that you're here, Lip, to just like cool everything out and control it.
Thank you. Yeah, we're cool.
Excuse me.
He said, "Mr. Blister." So, Mr. Blister. I'll take your question,
sir.
Thank you.
No, I would like to say that Joe did play on my first record, and his solo on "Flow My Tears," I think, is some of the best playing, and it was really
that was the
it.
That beautiful. Was the
I've
the
never heard this before.
That was that was a good record, wasn't it?
Well, it was good. And actually, what's it? K-Fog here in San Francisco still has it on their playlist. I hear it occasionally when I'm up here.
That's very good.
It's true.
Let's hear it for Stu Hamm, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing here. There must be like 6,000 people here, and I'm feeling it.
I got another question here from Eric Kilster. Whatever happened with Epic Records offering you a deal to do a vocal project?
That's right. Well, I did this thing. It was sort of like a Bobby McFerrin kind of a thing, you know? It's like I was using these two 48-track digital machines hooked up together. I was, you know, ooh-bop-ooh-bop-ooh, so tangy kind of stuff. And it's, I mean, you tell me, it's sitting on the shelf. Why?
Okay. Please tell
I don't know why.
Aren't you doing the Shags reunion tour?
I am. I am doing both of that. I'm juggling, you know, I've got all these production companies and all this kind of thing. But I'm probably, you know, the cool thing is I am moving to Epic Records. I'm moving. I'm getting rid of the house, the apartment, all that kind of stuff. I'm camping out right in Dave Glue's office there. And so I'll just sit there and, you know.
Farino Laurent from France asks, why do you change your style to do jazz and blues? It's your best album.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You know, it's just one of those things. I play a lot of different kinds of music, and it's just there are not enough albums, you know, that you can put out in a year to put all that music on. But in a way, that's why it's cool. Everybody in the band here has got solo projects going. Jonathan's got Einstein record. Where's the Einstein CD? It's in my bag over there. He's got a CD out.
Did Joe pay for his?
Under the code.
No?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
This is I'm paying for it right now, buddy. Through the nose.
We'll have to wait. Maybe we can.
It looks sort of like this, except it doesn't have my picture on it or my name. It says Einstein on it, and it's got some of his own ideas on there. Isn't that amazing? What kind of ideas are they that you have on your Einstein CD?
Big ideas.
Here it is.
Real big ideas.
It doesn't. Well, see, I would have put Einstein. You know, on the cover here, but it doesn't actually have it on here. What is
it
that?
It says it on the side.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay, but they stack them like this, you know, in this store. Anyway.
Right, and how much will that sell for?
It's $33 for a CD.
And you get a T-shirt with that?
No.
Oh, you get Joe with it.
You get Joe's home address and phone number.
Great.
And I'll take care of
Yeah, we
that.
Have that. That's Joe Satriani, Epic Record.
That's true. Okay. That's true. No, that's actually a really good question. And like I said, everybody in the band here has got just like a lot of deep roots in music. Everyone likes to play a lot of different things. As the records come out, his record. Jeff, what are you doing, by the way?
I don't know. Playing on your record, I think.
Okay, that's what it is. All those different influences come out. And thank you very much for liking the album. Thank you.
That's great. Joe, I noticed that on March 22nd in San Antonio, you're going to do a live chat session.
I'm doing a live chat session, man.
I think it's through Prospero, and I think you folks will be able to pull up the website and download all the stuff.
March 22nd, 8 p.m.
Central Time.
Central Time in San Antonio there.
Yeah.
From the Majestic Theater, where we will be playing.
Right before the gig.
Right Majestic before the gig. Live chat.
Majestic
great.
Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, since the website's been up since around October, we've had about, 20,000 comments from fans out there, always sending stuff into you, telling you about how much they like the new album, some who didn't like the new album, and the direction, and do you want to say hi to some of those folks? And
yes, to every one of them. You know, the cool thing was when we had that thing set up, we were in rehearsals, and we asked people who were hitting the website to help us, you know, plan our set list, and we came really close, but we did make some changes because of what people were sending in. And that happened again when we were picking the singles.
Right.
People who logged onto
the
site.
Set list as well. Remember, we had a whole thing with people sending in set list questions. And it was all crushing day. Crushing
day. It was
day.
Crushing day. Crushing day.
I got a lot. Day. That's why we don't plan.
Yes, I did.
So, folks, when the guys are saying that they want to hear your comments for new nicknames, we're serious about
where are
this.
The nicknames? We're going to see the nicknames.
We have no nicknames.
You have some over there?
No nicknames, but we got
Oh, we have some more questions?
We're coming back over here to MediaCast, folks, and ask a few more questions.
All right, Jason Boyle.
The pain.
Oh, hold
oh,
on.
Oh, sorry.
Excuse me.
Yes.
You have to pay attention.
Yes.
Sorry.
Jason Boyle, who's in CCME, says,
Jason.
Hey, Joe, do you plan to play any non-Satriani songs on your current U.S. tour? And then I'll throw another one to you here. Rubina says, do you think you'll be doing an acoustic album anytime in the
future? Hey, wait a minute.
You know, Glenn Johns asked me to do an acoustic album, so maybe that's coming up in the future sometimes. I'd like to do one with him. We might be doing some non-Satriani tunes coming up. We might do All Alone. We might do some Einstein songs, some Stu Hamm songs, and Jeff Campitelli's Rock Cantata. That'll be.
Got anything else out there?
Wrong.
Of course, I'm lying. I'm just lying through the teeth here.
Tone says, "How frequently does Joe and the band access the internet and the web?"
You
is there a show confirmed for Brazil?
Yes, there are shows confirmed for Brazil. Stu Hamm,
you are so good at the South America.
Pertain to South America.
Once again, from
Spanish. In South American.
Okay. Now we're going to be in Buenos Aires from the 17th to the 19th, in Rio on the 21st.
North American.
Fine.
No, yes. We will be there. Buenos Aires, 17th, 18th, 19th. You want to do the...
Buenos Aires.
We're playing at the Grand Rex. Tuesday, 21st. Wednesday, 22nd. Well, 21st in Rio de Janeiro. 22nd, 23rd in Sao Paulo. 24th in Curitiba. And Belo Horizonte on the 26th. This is all in the month of May. And, come and see us. First time coming to South America. We are very excited about doing that. And, yes, we do.
We're keeping out livers, thank you.
Yes. Kidneys and livers tour. Everybody on here, actually, on the panel, except for Stu, actually, he hasn't hooked up to the net yet. Doesn't have his laptop. But we're actually, as part of doing this show, Lip Blister here has got a little laptop for Stu, right? That's what he gets as part of coming on the show. He gets
John Faber will be providing Stu Hamm with a new laptop. Thank you, John. That's John Faber at ISP Network.
You know, you people out there, you need money.
What's the total? Are we
find John Faber on the web.
All right, guys. Well, I think we're going to wrap this up because it's getting boring. And I thought maybe you'd all like to make one more comment. And then, Joe, I think you have a surprise for the fans out there.
I do? Yeah, that. Okay. I didn't have to drop my pants on the net, but I guess it's come to that. This is show business, everybody. This is what happens when you're in show business.
Anyway, Jonathan, would you like to say goodbye and to your fans?
Say something important.
The gang on.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry. They want you to say something on the chat.
Joe, say it. I will type.
Good.
Am I supposed to be saying
yeah, you can do it. Whatever you like.
I am very glad to be in this country. he took the Stu Hamm School of Typing. This is very exciting. Actual virtual typing. Oh, what's my nickname, please? While he's doing that, we do have a surprise. There was this tune that I did many years ago. Started out with Jeff Campitelli and John Cunaberry. That would be him.
Right.
We were working on the Surfing with the Alien CD, and I just couldn't get it together to like finish the song. Anyway, many years later, I handed some tapes over to Eric Valentine, who, formerly of T-Ride, now of the band Zenner, to sort of do some stuff with it. He put some drums, some keyboards, fooled around with an ending. I came back in, put some extra guitar on it. We did this really crazy mix. It's a really cool song, but it didn't really fit on the new album. This is the new album, by the way. It didn't fit on the new album, but I figured this would be a great place to put it out there. So anyone out there, you want to download this thing, this is a really cool mix. No, I can't show that.
And the name of the song?
Oh, the name of the song is Time. So it's got performances on there that started in 1987 and culminated in 1994,
And it's a really cool track. Check it out.
Great.
Check it out.
Well, guys, we want to thank you for coming by today and getting in on this.
Oh, well, someone's asking us what the note on Mike Mennings is. It says... It says what it says in here, basically. Mike Manning, you lying son of a bitch, what the fuck do I pay you for? That's what it says. Because this is him hard at work in the studio. I mean, you can see what's he doing there, you know? He's my number one guy.
He's a Zen master.
Master of the sea. There he goes. Very good.
Jonathan is doing this with extreme blisters on his hands also.
That's right. Show us your blisters.
Thank you.
Ooh,
that's
pain.
A hard, hard-working drummer.
Just up from drumming.
That's that? Thank you. Okay, anything else? What do you
this
think
here? This has been fantastic. Thank you, everybody, for checking out our website. This is cool. I want to thank everybody here. I don't know who they are or what they're doing here, but I'm sure they're doing something.
This is MediaCast and ISP Networks.
There you have it.
ISP.
We're very happy to be here. We're going to go eat now, and we're going to John Faber's Cafe. It's right around the corner here, right around the corner from Federal. But truly, if anybody needs money out there, just come right over here to Federal Street and John Faber's.
And pick up the cash.
Yeah, pick up the cash.
Right. Send cash.
John Faber, he's got this sort of, I think any Versatel, any credit card, you just stick it in the Faber machine, and out comes cash. Faber dollars.
Faber dollars.
What can you buy with Faber dollars?
Okay, you
can buy power books.
That's right.
First two.
No, this has been very cool. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank
you. Okay, so this is Lip Blister signing off from San Francisco, and good night to the world. Thank you.
Goodbye and good night. Thank you.
And Don Fishing.
Bye from Curly here. Let's hear it for Kevin Burns. Lip Blister.
Oh, hold on a minute. Here we go.
These are the MediaCast.